This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and we're going to spend the next half hour talking about a group called Sparrows Matter. No, it's not ornithology, I promise. Let me introduce Leanne Sewell. She's with us. She's the founder of Sparrows Matter. Good morning.
Good morning, Roger.
It is good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
This is an organization, and it's to help complex families, but it's a little complex in and of itself. So let me get the 30,000 foot view from you. The overall, what is Sparrows Matter all about?
I raised 10 kids with 12 diagnoses. 10 of them were medical in nature. 2 of them were mental health. And so I became what I needed. Mm-hmm. So there in Lindale, there's 9 therapists that meet weekly with 150 kids. Mm. My children were in that. That's where they went for 10 years.
Okay.
So when I got my youngest is 13 now.
Yeah.
And so they had this bright idea about 14 months ago. Let's put Leanne in one of our small offices and let her meet with our families and help them get the help that she did for her kiddos.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she can teach them a little bit about insurance. Maybe she can do this. Maybe she can do that. Well, a year ago, I was working with the United Way in order to kind of incorporate this idea we all had.
Right.
And I had $100 in the bank. I had this dinosaur. And I was in the East Texas Giving Day. We raised $380.
Okay.
And so we began to realize that this thing was not what we thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't going to be easy. Like you said, it's a 30,000 view.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't going to be easy to have volunteers for, because you couldn't just bring a volunteer in to talk to a complex situation that people don't understand medically, they don't understand emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we work out this animal? Well, okay. Rent came up for the building that attaches to the therapist.
Okay.
That is 1,200 square feet. So we have now opened the Birdhouse of Hope.
Oh.
So the Birdhouse of Hope does monthly events for 150 kids and more that come weekly to Sparrows Matter for therapy. We also do individual meetings with families to help them get the resources they need.
Mm-hmm.
As a board, we do have a board, and the board, we said, we will not repeat anything that anyone else is doing. So we
that takes in a lot.
That's right.
Because there's a group for almost everything that's you can think of.
That, except for what we do.
Okay.
Because we put them all together.
Mm-hmm.
So we send our families to Elijah's Retreat. We send our families to the Andrews Center.
Mm-hmm.
We know firsthand on speed dial the people in the Andrews Center. In fact, for our event in March, the Andrews Center was there offering their services. There was a group out of Dallas called Be an Angel that gives 12 hours of respite for a year for special needs families.
Okay.
Johnette Poole was there from Hooves and Halos. You probably know about that organization.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be going to her Big Dude Day on April 24th, and she was there. So we bring in those resources to meet our families. Most of our families don't. They're currently in the season that they don't go anywhere except therapy and school.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. I lived that. And so I understand that. And so in that way, we've developed 9 volunteers and myself.
Mm-hmm.
We have a board. We do monthly events. We have our open resource center Monday to Thursday.
Okay.
And that's how we reach out to families.
Is it, so I gather it's almost like a clearinghouse for directing people for the help they need.
Kinda. Yeah. It's like kind of like a resource house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Birdhouse of Hope is what we call it. Yesterday, for example, a mom showed up with ice cream in her hand and said, "Will you just eat ice cream with me?" And I said, "Yes."
Okay.
We sit down and ate ice cream.
I was up for that, yeah.
That's right. And she sat there and actually teared up, told her fears, told her joys. The real issue was a 6-month battle with insurance over one of her children.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you. While she was sitting in the chair eating ice cream at 12:30, she got the text that the insurance looks like it's going to go through.
Okay.
But she just needed 3 hours to breathe. Literally, she said to me, I was either going to run off a bridge or come here. So here was the better option.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And so, I mean, she meant it kind of funny, but not.
Sure.
Because there is nowhere else. And so we are trying to really be an instrument of encouragement and mm-hmm. hope to our families that there are resources out there.
Okay.
That the schools want to work with you. Often you just don't know how to ask for the right thing. So if you're an IEP at school and you say, well, the school never gives me what I want, never does for my child. Well, if you don't know, you have to have an evaluation that matches what TEA provides.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of parents are already at such odds and so negative about the school system that they can't even hear that. And so, again, I had 10 children. I put them through public school. I understand these battles.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I won them. I won them for my children to succeed.
Well, it's like a relationship, it sounds like, in that I can't read your mind. You need to tell me what it is you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we offer the resources, but sometimes they don't want to change anything. Sometimes they just need someone to say, you know what? You are not me. Sometimes we get all focused in special needs, comparing just as much we do in anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 in 5 families have a special needs grandchild or child. That's
okay.
The National Institute of Health.
Wow.
1 in 5.
Okay.
So 1 in 5 of your neighbors are battling something that you don't know about. Now, 1 in 2 people struggle with mental illness as adults.
Mm-hmm.
So put those stats together. That's our population.
Right now, we've been sort of general. What kinds of issues are these parents dealing with?
Well, if you come to physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, or language therapy, you can't have those therapists unless you are one step away. The way the medical community looks at it,
mm-hmm.
if we prescribe you physical therapy, you have to go to physical therapy.
Right.
If you don't go to physical therapy under Medicaid, you will lose your Medicaid.
Okay.
So when there's a sports game for your child
mm-hmm.
and there's a therapy, you have to go to therapy. So our therapy office,
these can be physical disabilities and right. or emotional and or mental.
Our mental health struggles, we really lean on the Andrew Center. Becky
mm-hmm.
Magnum is a friend of mine. She's
mm-hmm.
the new CEO there. Lynn Rutland, we loved. We do everything we can to get them into the Andrew Center. I would say 80% of our families did not even know they needed to sign up with the Andrew Center.
Okay.
If you don't sign up with the Andrew Center for a child for long-term care, my children were on the list for 14 years, and
wow.
they just came up. My older kids. So if you don't get on that list, you may not need it. But if you don't get it now, there's 80,000 people in front of you that will be glad to get it.
So the demand is that great?
The demand is that great. And so if you
wow.
don't get on that list, you don't get in front of the line when
mm-hmm.
your child is old enough to need that. I'm grateful 2 of my kids didn't need it.
Okay.
But 1 of them did. And so thankfully, she's in a group home there in Lindale, close to us, safe, loved, cared for. But, you know, my other kids didn't need it. But what if they had needed it?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at these mamas with 3-year-olds who are nonverbal, to severely ADHD, or
okay.
a 7-year-old that's all of a sudden been diagnosed and they're in therapy, and I say to them, have you heard of the Andrew Center?
Mm.
They usually say, no. Well, my income's too high. It's not about your income.
Okay.
So it's making those resources friendly.
But if the waiting list is that long, for example, at the Andrew Center.
Yes.
I mean, you got, what, a 14-year-old, you said? Who just
mm-hmm.
finally?
A 13-year-old.
13-year-old, just finally.
No, these are 19-year-olds who finally came up.
Oh, okay.
I have 3 19-year-olds, and they finally came up on the list.
Which means they didn't get the help they needed until then?
No. The
okay.
Andrew Center has worked with my family for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
And what they could.
Okay.
This is independent living.
Ah, okay. I
mm-hmm.
see.
Yeah, it's for after they're grown up. But
okay.
see, when you're looking at a child that's 2, 3, 4, 5,
mm-hmm.
you just want to see hope. And that's a good thing.
Sure.
I mean, we all want to see hope.
Of course.
Grandparents want to see hope. Parents want to see hope. But we know firsthand that if you don't get in those resources and if you don't get in line and you need greater help down the road, it won't be available to you.
Is, for all of these various conditions, is the line ahead of you that long in our area? I mean, is it?
The great news is I start with each family with 10 resources, and every one of them are free.
Okay.
Every one of them are provided here in our community, except Elijah's Retreat. It's a small amount per night. It's not much, but it's
we talked to them recently.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They're wonderful, and so and they're worth that $70 a night for all means. But anyway, everything else on that list is provided for your family, including our monthly events.
Okay.
So our monthly events are geared specifically tailored, sensory friendly. They bring in siblings and their special needs brother or sister as well. So they want to come, and businesses sponsor those. And so they give an, they give to those events and give something special. So like for Valentine's Day, we had Tic Tac wooden boards.
Okay.
Well, most of those kids grabbed those Tic Tac boards and said, oh, I'm going to do this with grandpa. Oh, I'm going to do this with my sister. Oh, I'm going to take this and do it with my teacher. So you encourage them to want interaction. Well, the other idea that we had was to have them blow up a balloon. It's Valentine's Day. We had heart balloons donated.
Sure.
So we decided we're going to blow up these balloons. But we let them blow up the balloons as long as they popped a balloon first. Well, if you've ever seen a sensory kid, you tell them they're going to pop a balloon. They're like, oh, my hands are over my ears. No way I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And the therapist even said they're not going to do it. And so
they're very sensitive to noise.
That's right. Yeah, okay. So we watched up first, you know, where the balloons go up in the air.
Right.
And then they took and blew up their balloon, and then they used their pen and popped that balloon. And then they got to use the helium thing and help me blow up a big latex balloon that they took home.
Okay.
And, you know, about 75% of the kids popped those balloons.
All right.
And it helps because over time, as the parents see them be pushed a little more in whatever it is. Whatever it is.
What kind of, we've been talking about the range. Let's get specific. What kind of conditions are you seeing? What do people walk in the front door? I need help. My child is what?
You know, we are more, I need help. I'm a caregiver that needs someone who listens to me. Then we go to, what does your child need?
Okay.
Because we see that the caregivers are as needy and
at the end of their rope,
And so the Birdhouse of Hope has a parent lounge on purpose. That is where you can sit and drink coffee, where you can get on the internet. We also have a prayer meditation room, so you can go back in the prayer meditation room. And we start every morning with live Facebook prayer that actually gets people from Dallas and gets people from out of state watching it. And so we focus specifically on these uniquely struggling kiddos. And so what kind, you know, it's whatever it takes to be called special needs, unique, exceptional. If a parent has a child like that or a grandparent, they know it. You know, they know it. And my kids, with my 10 kids, and we adopted several of those kids, and we did not know. We're not saints. We did not know. We had no idea that we would be sitting in this chair. So don't, you know, don't think we knew that. We thought love and care and all these things, which, you know.
I'm an adoptive parent, but only one. But I know. I mean, you there are things you don't know, luckily.
Yes.
The problems were only the usual teenage stuff.
Absolutely. And so we, with that being the case, we didn't know. But a lot of these families need that push. And they come in. And where do they come from? Okay, they come from complex situations that are abnormal for our culture.
Okay.
So anything from ADHD that's severe, language therapies, dyslexia, you know. know, anything that's causing a, I mean, I just like to use the word complex. I know that's too big. I know it's that 30,000, you know.
Kind of general, yeah.
But if you don't use it, there are certain people that will never put themselves in that category.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, they never feel free enough to consider the Andrew Center because mm-hmm. they don't yet have a diagnosis, but their child can't be that severe.
All right.
So,
this is something we can deal with. Yeah.
That's right. So, we kind of, you know, we kind of deal with that first family, mm-hmm. that family that's questioning, oh, because you ask, what kind of
family? Is there a little bit of denial involved in that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So this week,
she'll get over it. Yeah, that sort of
that's
thing.
That's right. We had a family walk in this week, and they basically explained to me the grandparents can't handle the child, the dad can't handle the child, mm-hmm. the mom's the only one who can handle the child right now. Mm-hmm. And I said, can you talk to Julie Renfro? Mm-hmm. You know, can you talk to Champions for Children?
Okay.
Can you, I have a table with 18 resources on it right now. Mm-hmm. So I pointed to those and said, they might could help you with your answer. We are not counselors at Sparrows Matter.
Right.
We are about you matter. Sparrows okay. matter because you matter. The okay. Word of God says when even one falls to the ground, mm-hmm. the Lord knows it, you know, and he cares.
Yep.
And that's the way we are. We care. So when we say with kindness, we mean with kindness. Because a lot of times resources are offered in a place mm-hmm. like Children's Hospital or one of these programs, and they don't have time to sit and spend an hour.
Right.
It's not that they don't care.
They've got a building full of problems.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they saved my son's life. So I would never say Children's Hospital social workers don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, and so you have to look at everyone and say everyone is doing the best they can with mm-hmm. underserved and underfunded.
Yep.
And so it will always be underserved and underfunded. So at Sparrows Matter, we are offering relationship to those families. Mm-hmm. We are offering resources that are already out there and helping them get them, helping them take a second look. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've heard negative experience or someone else speak negatively. And I've even had resources that I've called and said, hey, this family talked to you and here's what they got from you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what I'm in. I'm so sorry. And everyone wants to do the best. They really do.
Sure.
No one working with this population just doesn't care. Mm-hmm. And then also the events, because the events give us a way to touch the family. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I met with Pam Edwards from Green Acres on the phone. We visited and we talked about how do we get even the churches, you know, involved in our families.
Okay.
Because a lot of times these families can't go to church. Their child cannot handle that setting. They cannot handle. Yeah. Yeah. And we change churches.
Going to be
churches.
Disturbing to the congregation.
That's right. We changed churches more than once. Like when COVID hit, we were at Marvin. Mm-hmm. And we loved Marvin. And they were wonderful with our kids. But when COVID hit, what happened? You had to wear a mask.
Right.
Well, I have two autistic kids. They were not wearing masks.
Okay.
So there was no way we could be there anymore. But that's okay. We appreciate Marvin. We appreciate our time mm-hmm. there. A lot of our families have not come from that kind of background. They do not know the community at whole mm-hmm. for them in that way.
Do the events help with that to meet other people who are yes. dealing with issues and
yes.
hey, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one.
Yes.
You know.
That's our goal. Moms find moms, dad find dads. You mm-hmm. find each other at the Birdhouse of Hope. Now see, the therapy offices are under HIPAA. Mm-hmm. So under HIPAA, they can say only few things to each other.
Sure.
The therapist can't say, oh, I have another 1 o'clock coming with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
They can't do that. And so now they can say, go to the Birdhouse of Hope and talk to Leanne over there, and she might know someone that you might want to talk to.
He's in your same boat. Yeah.
I have 45 families in a file folder. And so I can take and pull that out mm-hmm. and I can write and say, do I have permission to give your number to so and so? They can come at the Birdhouse and sit down and have ice cream together.
Like here's a mom who is where you were 6 months ago.
Yes.
Maybe you can help her get to where you are now.
That's right. That's the best encouragement. That's the real truth. It's not finding us. It's them finding each other and finding the hope that they can put one foot in front of the other one.
A little bit of a matchmaker.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
So for you guys, it usually starts, as you say, with a frustrated parent, mm-hmm. with somebody coming in and saying, I can't. I'm at my wit's end here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It starts with a family that's lost hope mm-hmm. somewhere. And so if they've lost it in their marriage, we have Celebrate Recovery involved. Mm-hmm. They help with those hurts, habits, and hangups. We have therapists that we have cards for that have offered their services, even on virtual. We've had virtual, offer. And then if it's the siblings, mm-hmm. we have involvements of things like Elijah's Retreat, our scheme with the Galilean out of Athens, which are both activities that the whole family can go through. Mm-hmm. All of my even neurotypical kids, one of their favorite things every year is skiing with the Galilean in Athens, Texas.
Okay.
Because they do a special needs accommodation, but they also do a boat per family, and they adopt that whole family. Well, my neurotypical kids enjoy it just as much as my special needs kids.
Okay.
And so those kind of events then bring your siblings in. So for the East
Texas, I'm guessing neurotypical is it, for lack of a better term, normal,
Yes. They haven't had to have any therapies or any. That's just your main word people use.
I understand.
Yes.
But it's interesting you say that because you're right. If you think about it, and if you have any friends who have gone through this, or you have, mm-hmm. you know that having a child with these kinds of issues.
Yes.
Makes it rough on your relationship as well.
Everybody.
You're both just frustrated and frazzled and it starts to affect the way you interact with each other.
It does. Sparrows matter because you matter, and that's the whole family members. Mm-hmm. So even recently, I met with someone and helped her figure out how to keep the special needs child involved with the grandparents.
Okay.
The grandparents can't babysit. They can't handle the child being mm-hmm. in their home. But you know what?
And they may be from a different generation a lot of these problems probably were not as recognized.
That's right.
Generations ago.
Yeah. And so what did I suggest? I said, could you do a FaceTime call?
Mm-hmm.
Could they do a letter mm-hmm. every week? I know they're local, they're in the same town, but could they send a letter every week to this child and that be their special? And she's like, what a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I said, find ways. Don't judge each other. Don't be angry at each other. Recognize everybody matters in this situation. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a way, hit that fear with curiosity.
Okay.
Find a way to bring in curiosity. Oh, what could we do? How mm-hmm. could we build this? Rather than the blame of, you ought to be able to handle what I can handle. Well, you know what? There were times my husband couldn't handle what I could handle. And there mm-hmm. were times I couldn't handle what he could handle.
Yeah. you had a passel of them there, though.
But
you say you didn't really know what kinds of problems you were letting yourself in for.
No, I did not. I do not. Now, I partly blame Doug Anderson for that. I heard Doug Anderson from Rose Heights speak, uh-huh. and he spoke about the beauty of his adoption and his uh-huh. little boy and about their whole situation. And I remember going home. I'm an adopted child. Uh-huh. And I remember going home thinking, wow, I've never thought about adopting someone that there might be a risk factor. That there could possibly be something that's not ideal in this situation. Would I be willing to go there? And so in that way, we kind of followed that lead mm-hmm. with the Lord's help, of course. My husband says, I never got that memo, but, here we are today. And a lot of these families, I say to them, you don't even know the questions mm-hmm. that you can ask. You don't even know what hope is there. You don't even know that your family portrait can look different. Your mm-hmm. table can look different. I have kids that will live at my table till the day I die. Mm-hmm. They'll be there for every meal. You know what I mean? They'll never leave home. Mm-hmm. I have other kids that have their own tables now. Okay. And you know, their own tables sometimes include their families and their friends in ways that don't include us, and that's okay too.
Well, and that's a concern for parents, particularly, and actually, I'm thinking of one of my nephews has a child severely physically disabled, and I've thought, what's going to happen when Chris is gone?
Yes.
Because he's a young boy, but he's wheelchair bound. He's physically, yes, you know, very limited. Gosh, who's going to take care of him after that?
Yes, yes. And those are the hard questions, yeah, with really difficult answers to find. But they're definitely things that we are wrestling with. I have two families involved at Sparrows Matter that have 40-year-olds. So we're talking about some of those things. We're talking. In fact, one of them...
I'm not going to be here forever. Yeah.
That's right. One of them is so excited about the birdhouse. It's going to become his new playground because we are taking that back room. We have a room in the back, and we're using our East Texas Giving Day. We have a 7,000 match. And we are making it Jet's place. And so our teenagers are going to have a place with special needs. Mm-hmm. They're kind of outgrown the therapies, but not really. And remember, therapy was a special place for them.
Okay.
So they're going to have a back room with gaming in it and a movie screen in it. And that's what we're going to do with that match.
Neat.
And then Cal's pals, Brian White, if you know him, he's from here in Tyler and with Edward Jones. His group is going to put a play space on the wall for us that's 10 and under. And so we're really going to create a child-friendly place. Mm-hmm. One of the moms has already said to me, because it says up on the wall, coming soon, and she's whispered in my ear and she said, can we do birthdays here?
Ah.
There's nowhere else my child would rather do a birthday.
Cool.
Than where he comes every week.
Yeah.
And then his friends will think this is so cool.
Yeah, sure.
And so it's pretty exciting the way it's becoming such a welcoming and inviting place for our families.
And I know obviously privacy is a concern and not to embarrass anybody, but are there instances where you've taken someone where you know, you look back on their experiences that began with walking in the front door to talk to you?
Absolutely.
And
I have permission to share one.
She
told me. So this is a person whose child graduated from, we have 9 school districts that come to Sparrows Matter, that come to those therapy offices. So we know that out of 9, you're not going to know which one I'm talking about. So we're not putting down one, but it just shows you the lack of understanding. So this person came to me and said, I am at my wit's end. I don't know what to do. I helped them get a local resource that actually did an IQ test on this child. This child had graduated with a B average. You want to know what the professional IQ was? 45.
Wow.
Now tell me.
Yeah.
And so
that's not the outcome you expect with that.
She wasn't doing her work. There's no way.
Okay.
There's no way. And the person who did the IQ testing said there's no way she did this work. And like I said, we have 9 school districts. So I'm not pointing fingers, you know.
Okay.
And I think there were reasons, you know, there's always lack of information, lack of, you know. But anyway, that child has now been able to get signed up for a group home setting. Has been able to get the right resources for that. We've been able to help with the siblings. Mm-hmm. They've been able to come to 2 of our events. We've been able to help the family get into some counseling they needed as a couple. Yep. And so, in her words, Sparrows Matter changed our life because you showed us we matter.
Before we run out of time, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 903-920-2360 or go to our East Texas Giving Day. Sparrows Matter post will be on there. And you also can go to our website at sparrowsmatter.org.
Leanne Sewell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great work you're doing. And good luck with more of it.
Yes, sir.
And thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. Go to ktbb.com. families want to see and hear this one more time. And we will see you next week, everybody.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.